Hey, how's my big sexy side of beef?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming on our My Talk app. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not threatening to leave me to become a snowplow driver, ladies and gentlemen, Queen of the Blades, Alexis Thompson.
I might be really good at that.
Really
I might need to try that. Good morning,
would
Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
Good morning to all of you out there in Radio Land on this Monday, November 21st, 2022. Welcome to the broadcast. Welcome to the show. Welcome to a brand new week. Welcome to the end of November. Welcome to Thanksgiving week. Whoa. Welcome to Alexis's birthday.
Woo!
Welcome. She's 27. Welcome
yeah,
to False. That's right. Welcome to False Confession Day, Gingerbread Day, Red Mitten Day, only celebrated in Canada. Welcome to National Stuffing Day, Pumpkin Pie Day. Ooh. Welcome to World Hello Day. Welcome to my favorite day of the year. Welcome to World Television Day. Mm-hmm. And welcome to your very first sip of birthday coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee. Coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis Thompson, on the day of your birth.
Tried and true.
How the hell's your coffee?
Tried and true coffee
Pride
this morning. Dark roast, delicious, hitting the spot, nice and toasty roasty.
Perfect. Dawn McLean, your tea?
My tea is great. Got a little weird kind of sleep last night because the MC is sick, so I slept in another room. Aww. So I definitely need this. Even if it doesn't have caffeine, it's tricking my brain.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, that's good, you know.
Yeah, how's your coffee, Jason?
I slept odd as well. I'll tell you why a little bit later. Actually, two reasons. But so I need this. It's a necessity.
Yes.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's frothy. It's cinnamony.
Mm.
And it's a great start to the day.
Yes, it
Cheers,
is.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh.
Cheers.
Wow.
I'll
you guys have a lot
show.
On your mind, or what's going on?
Well, one aspect of why I didn't sleep is Dawn's fault. And,
oh, what?
Yep.
What
sure
happened?
Is.
Oh, you watch Smile. You watch the horror movie Smile. Didn't you? Oh, my God. Look at his face, Alexis. I told you it was really scary.
Yeah.
I watched Smile.
Ooh.
Colin,
I know better.
Yeah.
So Colin, I was right?
Colin, as we speak, is dialing 1-800-DIVORCE.
Oh, no.
Did you force him to watch it?
Colin, as we speak, is dialing 1-800-DIVORCE. So.
Oh, no.
That happened. Yeah, and then the news we'll get to a little bit later, because then I cried for a different reason.
Yeah.
My boyfriend shocked the entertainment world last night. Bob Iger.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you can see why I'm confused. There's a few of them.
You're right, Lex. I do have a lot of boyfriends.
Ryan Phillippe is what our first thought was.
Yes.
Oh, as it should be. That's
just
my side piece. But yes,
Iger,
my side chicken strip. Yes.
How about Bob Iger as your sugar daddy? How about that?
That's right. I'll refer to him as my sugar daddy.
No, Zaddy.
Zaddy, Lex. Zaddy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll get to that a little bit later. But happy birthday,
Alexis
Kavubowicz Thompson. That's right.
Thank you, thank you. Yep, here we are.
You're now deep in your 40s.
You're
deep. 1 year into it, but yes.
We're deep.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure feeling it, but it feels great and happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
40, 41, girl, 41.
Two.
42. Oh, that's right.
42.
22, 80. That's right. Yes.
Yeah, because it's also the anniversary of a very important day for you.
Thank you, girl. That's why.
So.
Just being
Dallas.
Honest. Yes.
It was
just
the exact
honest.
Day.
That's right.
I don't remember a lot of friends' birthdays just because there's a lot. And thank God for Facebook is worthless as boobs on a turtle. But the one good thing about Facebook is it does remind you of your friend's birthday so you don't forget. However, I will never forget Alexis's birthday. I will never, ever, ever, ever forget Alexis's birthday because it was also the night that the entire universe stopped, not only for her birth, but also I'm surprised the nurses were even in the room.
Right.
Because it was the night that it was revealed who shot JR. So that's
I came at the right time, Jace. because it was 3 p.m.
Oh, right.
So the nurses, my mom, everyone was just, feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Oh, 3 o'clock. Oh, which,
so actually, she was alive for, she was born.
Mm-hmm. I was alive for it, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just had an aha epiphany.
Did you?
Because I should have been a cesarean baby. I was nesting for a while, and they were like, come on, come on, come on, girl, let's go, let's go.
Were you overdue?
No, I wasn't overdue. I came 2 weeks early.
Oh, but?
But they pulled me out with forceps.
Because they had things to do, girl.
Because they had talent to watch.
Come on.
Oh, my
on.
Gosh. It's all coming together. I'm asking my mom that today.
Yeah.
Like, you were you guys all watch Dallas together?
Yes. Those nurses were like, okay, little girl, you got to get
out. Let's get out the tongs.
It's time.
Come on now.
It's
get
time.
Get those big salad tongs out.
They don't do that anymore.
No, they don't.
It really screws us up.
It's not
girl.
Great. Let's pull her out by her soft little head with these big
tongs.
They just had, they're like, girl, it is 3. Dallas is coming on at 8 p.m. Central.
We got to clean up.
We gotta clean up. We gotta get
home.
We
gotta cut that umbilical cord.
They were doing the math in their head. They're like, okay, we gotta get the baby out. We gotta clean her up. We just can't handle it. We get some Windex and clean up the baby.
Right. You bring the bucket.
Whatever.
Just dump her in there.
Then the nurses, had to finish their side work or whatever nurses do to wrap up their schedule.
They've got a lot of paperwork to do.
Yeah. They got to fill out your paperwork for your birth.
And all the other babies that were born there. It's also a military base, so she didn't even have her own room. It was just like, cot, cot, cot.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they got to get home. They got to get their snacks.
That's right.
They got to
take a shower.
That's right. They got to get, because it was on at 8.
Wow. This Lex, is really all making sense now.
All makes sense.
Yeah.
You were delivered real quick for Dallas.
And then your mom at least could take a little nap.
Yeah.
She could take a little nap, wake up. Hopefully in 4 hours she was okay.
And she could watch.
Because that's tiring. Oh,
that's so funny.
She had already experienced like 20 hours of labor. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's so funny. Well, happy birthday.
Good job, Alexis.
Thank you.
You
did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
Y'all doing anything? You doing anything fun to celebrate? Are you just kind of rolling it into the holiday?
I'm off for a week starting tomorrow. So, there's going to be a whole week of celebration. Family and friends flying in. So, I'm very excited.
Well, you deserve a week. They should, every day, they should be like an advent calendar.
Ooh.
Open a door.
That thank you.
Alexis' birth advent calendar.
A little advent calendar. There's so many great advent calendars out right now that I just want them all. There was one at IKEA where you get a little chocolate every day. Which I went to IKEA last night, which pro tip, you guys, go on a Sunday night during a Vikings game.
Oh, no one's there.
Well, yeah.
No one's there.
You can run through the maze and just be like,
yes. And then my kid started playing like a Marco Polo with another child. And because there was nobody there, I just let him do it. It was great. All of a sudden, he started screaming, "Bebe! Bebe!" And then this other baby started screaming, "Bebe!"
Oh, my God. They're, like, making calls to each other like animals.
Yeah they were, like basically. And then finally, because they were in their carts, we pushed them together, and parents looked at each other, and we just laughed. Because it was they found each other. They waved.
So
and,
cute.
Oh, man.
Well, considering how the Vikings played yesterday.
Oof. Oh.
Everyone should have went to IKEA.
CBS was like, peace out. Time to go to the next game.
Yeah.
We were listening on the radio.
Oh, no.
And we did watch some of it before we left for IKEA.
Yeah. You're right. CBS couldn't wait. They didn't even roll credits, girl. They were like, final score? Let's run 60 minutes.
I don't even think they got through the last quarter. I think they still bounced. I'm like, this is hopeless. There's no way.
Wow.
What was it, like 43-3 or something?
42-3.
Oh.
Cowboys won.
Oh,
big time.
God.
Well, but Vikings are still number one, so, you know.
Because what, they were 8-1 going into this game?
Yeah, 8-2 now.
Yep.
And Dallas was like, why do I know this?
7-3 now.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all I know is I thought for 2 seconds.
You've been watching. Is it because you want to or is someone forcing you?
No, just so I kind of know what I'm talking about when I get on the show in the morning. But
that's true.
But also, you know, Colin brought up the idea. We almost tried to get tickets to yesterday's game. We had a rare Sunday when we didn't really have cemented plans. I'll tell you what we did Friday, Saturday. But and we looked for tickets. I have never in my life, we have never actively looked for NFL tickets. And I really do mean that.
Will you ever do it again?
Just like I said, I never wore sunglasses. I really mean it. I'm 48 and I've never tried to buy tickets to an NFL game.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest tickets Colin could find yesterday. And if anybody can find cheap tickets, and that's my husband.
Yeah.
Was like $300.
Yeah, then, and it's the Cowboys too. I mean, that makes a huge difference.
Yeah, Panda explained it to me. Platinum My Talker Panda said it was considered a premium game.
It's a premium game. Yeah,
and I don't even know what that means, but I get it.
Well, next week, or this Thursday too, with Thanksgiving, they're playing the Patriots.
Oh,
you know, it's my husband's both his favorite teams.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But it's Thanksgiving, so I was like, "Heck to the no! You have to be here with me."
Yeah, I'll be gone, but yeah, I'll try again when it's like a sucky team and no one cares. I'll try because I would like to go to a game this season. So sorry, Vikes. Sorry, Kirk Cousins. You couldn't fly on the plane with chains and being shirtless. Sorry about that.
Next time.
Next time.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Uh huh. Shake it off, T Swift. When we come back. While I was searching for NFL tickets and Alexis was running around IKEA, Dawn was looking for ghosts. We'll talk about that when we return. Welcome back. Daddy, if you wanna drop the Shockwaves, not being dramatic here, Shockwaves sent around the entertainment industry late last night. You might be waking up and not know.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah. It's,
what are we talking about?
Bob Iger.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay.
Well, it's coming up in just a little bit. Why it's a big deal, why it could affect you, how it will affect you, plus an update on Ticketmaster. Two big stories coming up a little bit.
Yeah.
But right now, while Alexis was driving around in a cart around IKEA.
Yep.
And while I was trying to understand football, Dawn was having another paranormal weekend. Where'd you go?
I went to Wabasha, Minnesota. It's about an hour and a half away from us here for me in Woodbury. And it was just a paranormal event open to the public, but also this other paranormal group got a bunch of teams together just to stay at the hotel, investigate it, and have a good time. We just booked rooms. They didn't charge us anything for booths. Just a communal paranormal event. That was really cool. You know, it was like, there are a lot of teams, obviously, outside of Twin Cities Paranormal Society, especially if you live in other areas of Minnesota, you know, because we only travel within an hour outside of the Twin Cities. So anyway, it was so fun to get together with them and then also run around and investigate with people that you just don't normally investigate with. The first 5 minutes I was in the hotel room, I was at the sink washing my hands. And something grabbed my jacket and pulled pretty hard on the pocket. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the next morning, MC went into the shower and I was just still lying in bed and a man's voice next to me, not in my ear, that would have been kind of scary, but just like he was standing there said, hello. And I went, hello.
At that point, don't you just say goodbye and run the hell out of there?
See, I was too lazy to get up and start recording. I should have recorded.
Check the quality in. Can we? Are there any rooms available?
I would be like, this was fun. Bye. I got my proof. See ya.
We get our AAA discount. Let's check out the quality in.
Forget all these cool gadgets we have. They work great.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.
No, but of course I wasn't recording then because you're not going to record all night long.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
either
yeah.
way, it was just kind of weird because you usually don't hear, like you'll hear something faint or some people can hear things other for some reason. I think it's because I've been in radio for so long since I was 19. I hear things that other people don't.
Oh,
like I'll be like, I just heard my name and then someone will pull up their recording and you'll hear it. Whoa. Something going, Dawn, you know, but I'll hear it with my own ears. So, but it was not loud, but it was about like, hello. like about that loud.
Wow.
Okay, that's still
hello.
That's still enough to send us to the day's end.
I'm good.
But if you ever want to stay at this hotel, it's really beautiful. It was built in like 1856, so you know it's an old hotel, but it's kept up well. Like the beds are nice. Wabasha. It's called the Anderson Hotel.
Do you think the ghosts get kind of excited knowing that a group of people who not only believe in them and like will be open to hearing or seeing things or being tugged at their pockets?
Yeah.
Do you think they kind of get together and like, hey, dude, like these people are open to this?
Yeah, they're talking to
us. Let's like have a party.
It depends on like what kind of people they were in life.
Right?
So basically, we've kind of discovered that if you were a butthole in life, you're going to be a mean ghost.
Yeah.
So Alexis, if you were a ghost, you would be excited about people contacting
probably,
you.
Probably,
you would probably be singing and jumping around and things like that.
So, I would be... The leave me alone ghost.
You would be the get out ghost.
Get out.
You're like, open that door. I'm going tonight. I'm ready.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, because it's right on the river there, it brought in the railroad. You know, it brings in, over the years, like back in the day, transient people. And so there's a real variety of different types of, you know, spirits that live there, but I feel it's a calming place. It isn't anything scary. So if you're kind of like to get spooked a little bit, but don't want to be terrified,
they're friendlier.
You should go to the Anderson Hotel.
Anderson Hotel in Wabasha.
Yeah. Mm. It's a cute little town. Has a great antique shop. Mm. I bought a couple of dolls, Alexis.
Mm, nice.
Mm. And I coveted this cabinet I saw. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's so beautiful.
Little antique cabinet?
A big one. It's 9.5 feet tall.
Oh, okay.
And it's probably valued at about $150,000. It came over from Germany.
Oh, so it's like an ornate, like carving?
Very ornate, gorgeous. You just look at things like that, and I'm like, if I won the lottery, I would buy stupid things like this.
Oh,
my money would be gone immediately. I'd be like,
I want
stupid.
That. Makes you happy.
Yeah.
Sounds
y'all
awesome.
Check out listener rewards for this month. We've got Dun Brothers and General Store of Minnetonka gift cards, plus $1,000 in lighting from Southern Lights, $1,000 in custom furniture. We were just talking about furniture. This is custom furniture from Farmhouse Style Furniture. Or snag a family 4-pack of wild tickets. And if you don't like your family, take 3 other people. The game for these tickets is November 27th. So sign up for listener rewards on our website, which is very easy, mytalk1071.com. When we come back, shockwaves around the entertainment industry. Bob Iger's back with Mickey Mouse. Why does it affect you? Plus Ticketmaster apology.
Now the big deal.
Stupendous.
It's massive.
It's so big you wouldn't even believe it. This is huge news.
What's so big about it?
Avril. First, since we just played that song, we'll begin with Taylor Swift. Just heard Anti-Hero. You guys heard, we followed it step by step last week. The Taylor Swift Ticketmaster drama. I'm sure you're listening. Some of you listening probably still has teenagers or preteens that are still crying or are disappointed at home. Lex, what's the latest?
Ticketmaster has now apologized to Taylor Swift because she also said how disappointed she was in the process. This happened late on Friday. And basically, here's what they said. We want to apologize to Taylor and her fans, especially those who had a terrible experience trying to purchase tickets. And they're trying to make it as easy as possible, but that hasn't been the case for many people trying to buy tickets. And they said that they're going to try to shore up our tech for the new bar that has been set by demand for her tour. Once we get through that, if there are any next steps, updates will be shared accordingly.
That's just a bunch of crap.
Thank you.
There have been other big artists.
That's exactly
why I wanted to read this.
It's such a load of pig s. It really is. That's an insult. Even preteens who are smarter with technology than the older, even preteens know that that is ridiculous. It is 2022. You just heard Dawn say it. We said it several times last week. This isn't your first time at the rodeo. If you were a preemie company, if you were a newly birthed company with a lot of new technology, fine. fine, we could cut you some slack. Maybe, you know, if you were a company that was trying some revolutionary new systems, fine, we could cut you some slack.
Yeah.
But this isn't your first time at the rodeo. This no. isn't your first time dealing with a high
huge
demand.
Artist.
Thank you. And then that's the third one. This isn't the first time you're dealing with a Taylor Swift-like audience. It's just not. Don't tell me that it is. I mean, come on.
I mean, have you worked with BTS? Come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
fans.
Them alone.
Or Michael Jackson back
sure.
in the day.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Or Whitney Houston. Or Aerosmith. I mean, even Aerosmith, for heaven.
Rolling yes. Stones.
Rolling
miss
Stones.
A thing. Yeah, yes.
I mean, Justin Bieber. I mean, say what you will.
Oh, right. Oh, totally.
Come on.
Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
New Kids on the Block.
89 to 92. Yes, New Kids on the Block. Don't tell me this is the first time teenagers went nuts for an artist. Now, look, does she have an abnormally large fan base? Absolutely, because she crosses a lot of demographics that a lot of artists can't and don't do. However, the supply-demand equation is something you should be prepared for when you are Ticketmaster.
Or know in advance that, there's going to be millions of people trying to log in and buy these tickets and stagger it. Even we would suggest that and say, hey, this part of the country, you buy it this day. This part of the country, because she has 52 concerts over 5 months.
Wow.
That's what they were selling at one time.
Mm.
It's in your name, you asshat. Ticketmaster. Master.
Yeah. Master it.
You're ticket amateur.
You're sounding
ticket
like the
amateur.
You're sounding like the Justice Department right
ticket
now.
Ticket servant. You're not the master.
Yes.
Right. Because they've launched an antitrust investigation into Live Nation, which, of course, owns Ticketmaster. So they're really looking into it. Are they a monopoly in the market? Yes, of course. And, of course, trying to figure out ticket purchasing and how this is all shaking out, because that investigation started on Friday as well. So big news about Ticketmaster that all popped after our show into the night.
Yeah. Well, good. I know that. Yeah. I know that Senator Klobuchar.
Yes, she did. Open letter.
She's kind of leading the cause on this, which is great.
Yes.
I hope the administration listens to her, because look, there's a lot of. We have a lot of priorities. I mean, heavens, for Murgatroy, we will get into the shooting in Colorado Springs, sadly. We have a lot. There's a lot on our plate as a country. I mean, we are a pop culture station. We're not saying that this should be number one. But the government, insert your joke here, can walk and chew gum at the same time. There can be several different tracks emerging from the station. We can have several trains going at the same time.
Yes.
This should be at least a priority for the next couple of years. It can get done in the next couple of years, for heaven's sake. It's just silly. But it's silly that it's 2022. It's silly that this is still a problem. Again, Dawn brought this up last week. Pearl Jam warned us in 94.
They tried to fight it and fight it and fight it. Because they were like, what are you doing with our fans? This is ridiculous. These tickets are too high. Like, you're creating
a monopoly.
A monopoly. Yeah. They went to court over it.
Bill Clinton was president.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Nobody asked you, Bill. Nobody invited you. But that's how long this is. It is like, it's funny, it's about Taylor Swift. It's like Taylor Swift acting surprised as she won awards. Ticketmaster.
What? Our Ticketmaster doesn't work?
Yeah. Ticketmaster's like acting surprised that there's a demand. What?
Yes. Huh?
We needed more servers. We needed more computer servers. What? And that's
now,
just what's insulting.
You're Ticketmaster, right?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift has come out and said how disappointed it was and excruciating it was to watch all the chaos unfold with her fans and trying to get tickets. What kind of gift do you send Taylor Swift as an apology?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do?
Ask Tom Cruise. He'll send her a tiger or something. I don't know. I mean, honestly.
You need a huge charcuterie board.
I mean, that's, dozens and dozens of roses. Yeah, right.
Call Red Rabbit.
Lots of chocolates.
Charcuterie board. Yeah.
all the scarves that she wants. I mean, at some point.
Scarves. Call Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, call Jake and find that right
now. Make her some scarves.
Yes, pay all the men that did her wrong to admit what song they're on, whatever.
Right. That better included a personal handwritten letter.
Now, Dawn, can you open up the AOL, please? Thank you.
You've got mail.
Now, again, sometimes I want to slowly drown him in a warm bath. But uh-oh. Phil Jones
which
wrote.
One? Oh, okay.
Phil Jones, yeah. This is what he just tweeted to us. Taylor should have said, nope, refund everyone now and do it right the second time, leaving tickets for the general public. They have artists cancel and refund all the time. So I guess what Phil's trying to say is Taylor should have just
get tickets.
That's what I'm that just means kidding. Too. But he's saying that Taylor should have stepped in and just said, hey, Ticketmaster, just refund everybody and let's start over again. I don't know if that would have been right.
I don't think people would have been happy.
No, I think that would have, that would have been more chaos. I think, Phil, it's maybe a good idea, but I think that would have created even more, because then you have
these
people.
These were the special people already, right? They were part of this, the club. And
Capital
they have
One or
right,
whatever.
The credit card. And
Yeah, I think, on paper, Phil, that might seem good, but woof. Then you're having two rounds of things. You got to cancel everybody and try to deal with refunds, and then you got to put a new system. I don't know. Yeah, I think that would have been a little bit even more messy. But that's just me.
I don't know
what the answer is. I think I do. Go to Best Buy, Ticketmaster, and get some more servers. Just get some more computer servers.
It's interesting because if you want to go back and look at, so Live Nation owns Ticketmaster. Live Nation was owned by, I'll just say, a large radio conglomerate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. So people that are putting on all the concerts also own all the radio stations, which also choose which artists they play on the radio, which
That's
also
gross.
Influences other radio stations to play things. What kind of deals do they make with record labels?
Yeah, this is deeper.
Yeah. So, but that is not, they've sold that. So the company I'm talking about, they don't have that. But for a while, when I worked for them, they were
it.
That was them.
Very deliberate.
And it was kind of insidious feeling, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet.
About Ned Beatty.
You know, it's also when it comes to StubHub. Where that is the secondary market,
mm-hmm.
where some of these tickets have sold for tens of thousands of dollars, or at least available for that amount, but definitely more than what they paid. That's also, they're in cahoots with Ticketmaster as well. So
it's all just one big thing. They own 70% of the market, you guys.
Gross.
Yeah.
The next time I see Senator Klobuchar and she looks at the floor instead of looking at me, I will just tell her, carry on.
Am I the floor now? What?
No.
Just look at Alexis.
Alexis, I just mean if it's just the two of us, Senator Klobuchar and me, she's going to look down onto the floor. She's not going to look me in the eyes.
We need to get her and have her do just look into your eyes for at least a solid minute.
Oh, God.
She'll turn stone. Thing and just like talk to you, but just stare at each other like a stare down.
No, I've been Klobuchar'd. Yes. When we come back, it's number two on Twitter trending, and it's having a huge effect on the markets. I just looked. What am I talking about? Well, and it's going to have possibly an effect on your vacation and your streaming plans.
Ooh.
All of this, all about one man. I'll explain when we come back. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jason Lai for Nutrisource, the official dog food of Dexter and Mr. Big. Ugh, I'm so happy that we're a Nutrisource family, especially as our boys get older. You know, my buddy Dex, he's getting gray. He's 9. And when I look at him, I just go, oh, buddy. But I'm glad that he's healthy. Healthy as a horse, because he had a good foundation of health being a Nutrisource dog. Dexter's only eaten Nutrisource. Mr. Big. Now, Mr. Big, I'm not worried about. At the end of the world, it'll be cockroaches, Cher, and Mr. Big. But Mr. Big has eaten Nutrisource too. They have limited ingredients. They only use limited ingredients. And they have a variety for every type of dog. And they're based here in Minnesota, so you're keeping your money here. So many reasons for you listening right now to make the switch to Nutrisource. Find a retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
Wednesday, all your Disney dreams come true when NBC salutes the wonderful world of Disney's 25th anniversary. Hosts Ron Howard and Suzanne Summers welcome Bob Hope to a parade of Disney favorites, including Peter Pan, Alice in Wonderland, Zorro, and Davy Crockett. The celebration continues Sunday, September 17th, with the first complete showing in 15 years of Dumbo, plus enchanting scenes from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs and Pinocchio. Join us for the wonderful world of Disney's 25th anniversary.
Da, da, da.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial.
Da, da, da.
We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Welcome back, friends, on this Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Thanks for starting a new week with the three of us knuckleheads. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn. So right before I went to bed last night, probably very similar to a lot of you, we watched a horror film. Get to that a little bit later.
Oh, no.
Couldn't sleep.
We decided to watch television in our room. We sometimes do that with the boys. So we turned off said movie and got ready to go to bed. And as I do, I checked the Twitters, Lex. I made sure that the world wasn't exploding before
Twitter
was
still around. Also,
yeah, I was also checking that, Lex. That's very true. I did. Good point, Lex. Yeah, good point, Lex. Good point. So I logged on and I saw from a MyTalker a thing about Bob Iger. Correct that in a second. Former CEO of the Walt Disney Company. Guy I've mentioned on here many times. Former CEO Bob Iger. Somebody mentioned that Bob Iger was back. And I thought, and I said to Colin, oh my gosh. And Colin goes, you may want to check that and make sure that's not from The Onion or something. That doesn't seem right. This doesn't happen. Well, shiver me timbers. Last night, and this is the palace intrigue aspect of it for all of you My Talkers. You're like, why do I care about a CEO? Well, because it has implications for you.
Really? It does, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Because it went from one Bob to the next and then back to the original Bob. So,
It will have implications for if you consume entertainment, this will affect you. CEO, this singular man will have an impact on you. So let me start with that since that's where we are. And then I'll get to the kind of the soap opera aspect of it, because that's kind of titillating as well.
Yeah.
But how will it affect you? Well, look, Bob Chapek is gone. That's the guy that's been leading Disney since 2020, since the pandemic. Bob Iger stuck around for a few months of the pandemic and then retired after 15 years at the head.
But didn't he stay as part of the company? Or
No,
not at all. He was gone.
No, he was gone.
And Chapek, he's not being like reassigned somewhere.
He's done. This was like the Nixon White House, the Friday Night Massacre. So I'll weave in how it affects you in the palace intrigue. That's why this is juicy. Girl, there was a board vote on a Sunday night.
Whoa.
This was released at 9 o'clock our time.
Yeah. I saw it this morning. I was like, what? From the AP.
That does not happen. The boards of companies usually meet in the weekday and they meet with their PR team. They schedule the release so it can make the nightly news, which is still important, even though it's, this does not happen. So
nobody wants to do a meeting on a Sunday night.
Nobody.
PS.
No, we got to watch the Vikings lose.
That's right. So Bob Chapek is out. Dude is out, and Bob Iger is back, effective immediately as the CEO of the Walt Disney Company, which means he's the head of the parks, ESPN, National Geographic, Hulu, well, a big portion of Hulu, of course, Walt Disney Studios, Pixar, Star Wars, Marvel, and CNBC has reported several things. First, how it affects you? Well, Disney Plus is in a little bit of trouble. I don't want to overblow it. Not a little bit, not a lot of trouble, but it's in a little bit of trouble. The budgets are out of control, which everybody expected. Mm-hmm. You know, they invested a lot 2 years ago, and now the bill's due.
Yeah.
Numbers are still good, but the number one thing that could affect you is Bob Iger was very public in his disdain for pricing Disney Plus too high. Mm. His feeling was, Iger's feeling was, that if you price a dollar or two below your competitors, the price to value perception is better for us consumers. Meaning we feel like we're getting a lot for less. Mm-hmm. And that in turn elicits loyalty and elicits even more customers. So Bob Chapek went the other direction. If you have Disney Plus, you know what I'm talking about. Your bill just went up.
Yep.
And Bob Iger was not secret about showing his displeasure with this decision. And as a result, not just Disney Plus, but Disney stock was down 40% last week.
Oh my gosh, that's a big deal.
And basically, Colin read an article from CNBC yesterday, even before this news, that said the park division is basically keeping the company afloat.
Wow.
Oh, that's...
One division.
And didn't Chapek just renew his contract?
He did in June.
Oh, my gosh.
God.
But
so
he
this
has
was
made...
big. Do you think he saw this coming?
No.
Like, did Iger come to go to Disney and say, hey, look, I want back? Or did they come with a boatload of money?
And they said, please help.
Yeah, because he was probably happy in retirement.
Well, that's the slide into the palace intrigue.
Ooh.
That is what we don't know. My prediction, my vote, or my feeling is the board, because we got to remember, this board is Iger's board.
Yeah.
This is the board he created. The majority of the people sitting on that board are Bob Iger people. So right before we came back 13 minutes ago, this is from Business Insider. So it's not Hooterville news. Here's the headline on Twitter. Numerous key creative and business executives were threatening to quit Disney unless Chapek was replaced.
Whoa. Well, and Chapek, you know, it's when you come into that role, you're coming into a board that wasn't created by you. You're coming in, you want to make your mark. This is what always happens whenever there's a change of command, right? Anywhere. I mean, even that's so relatable, just even like small businesses. That's what happens, right? They want to make their mark. And then you're coming in after like this almost mythical character that's Iger, right? Because he had such...
You never want to be that guy.
You don't want to be that guy. And then the same
especially
guy comes
at the
back.
Beginning of the pandemic. Hey, you want to do this during a pandemic? I mean, it's kind of like, wow, but now these choices are not good.
Well, Lex, like you said, the problem is Bob Iger made the job look easy. Bob Chapek made it look hard.
Yes.
He made so many mistakes that, again, that goes into the palace intrigue. And I'll reintroduce this maybe in the next hour, maybe in the eight. But he got into a fight with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. He upset a lot of people in the creative community in Hollywood. And the scuttlebutt is a lot of these people in the creative community and senior executives of Disney went to the board and said, you have to do something. And Chapek wasn't popular with people like us, like the fans and the cast members. Disney's like a small country in that way. You have all these factions and nobody liked the head of the village.
So you go on. Bye, Chapek.
Bye. So is hour one. Hour two starts next.